The reading today is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, beginning at verse 13. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that, by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Let's pray as we begin. Lord, thank you for your word that inspires and encourages us. And Lord, we pray that we would hear your voice this morning. Amen. Well, we've heard this morning about lots of New Year traditions, but I wonder, how are you going to celebrate New Year? Who is planning on staying up? Do you want to put your hand up if you're planning on staying up to see in the New Year? Not many of you. Oh my goodness. Okay, I mean, of those of you who are planning on staying up, are any of you planning on going out? Actually leaving the house to celebrate? A few of you are. I'm very impressed. Well, I wonder, have any of you ever seen in the New Year on a boat or by the sea? I'm looking at Hugh, but no, not yet. Maybe this is something to do at some point. I think there is something very significant about water at New Year because it reminds us of how variable life can be. I think we've got some pictures that might appear in a minute. Sometimes water can be very calm and serene, like in this picture. And that can be like life, can't it? Life can be calm and serene and it's all going well. But sometimes life can be very stormy and unpredictable. Things get thrown at us, maybe sickness and things that we don't want to happen. And I think all of us will have had a balance of the two over the last year. There will have been times of calm, but times of storms as well. And I think each year tends to have a different balance of how much of each that we get. But in our passage today, we have a similar nautical theme because the writer talks about an anchor. Now, I don't know very much about boats at all, but what I do know is that anchors are very useful. Because even when the sea is very calm and serene, you still need an anchor to stop the boat from drifting on tides and currents. And then if there's a storm, well, you need an anchor to hold it down, don't you? To stop the boat, perhaps smashing into rocks. It could save lives. So I think this is a really helpful image that's used in our reading. And so over the next few minutes, we're going to think about how this image is used and what it tells us about God and what this means for us going into 2024. So the verse in this passage about the anchor begins like this. We have this hope as an anchor. Now, I wonder how many of you use the word hope in a Christmas card this year. Maybe you said, I hope you have a lovely Christmas, or I hope that 2024 is a great year for you. Well, when we write these things, our modern use of the word hope means that it's our intention, it's our wish, but we know that there's a chance it might not happen. We want it to happen, but it might not. And when we say we feel hopeful, well, that's a feeling, isn't it? I feel hopeful that 2024 will be a good year, but I can't be sure. And these kinds of hopes are anything but certain. They're just wishes. And that kind of hope wouldn't make a very good anchor, would it? Imagine if you were in a boat and the captain said, I'm going to drop the anchor. I hope it's going to work. You wouldn't feel very secure in a storm, would you? But that is not the kind of hope that's being talked about in this verse. And if we go back to the Greek and the original translation, it actually says expectation of what is certain. So we have this hope as an anchor should really say we have an expectation of something that is certain as an anchor. So what is this certain thing that the writer is talking about? Well, if we had all our children still in here, they would probably know that usually when I ask a question, the answer is probably going to be Jesus. And of course, they would be right. It is. Jesus, who he is, what he has done for us, is our anchor of hope. Now, I'm no expert in boats, and I'm definitely no expert in anchors either, but I know that anchors probably need to do two things. Firstly, they need to be dropped in a good place, and they need to grip the seabed, because you want the boat to be able to stay in that good place. And secondly, you want an anchor to be big and strong enough that it can hold the boat steady even when the sea becomes stormy around it. No matter what happens in the sea, you want that anchor to hold it steady. So if we think first about that first thing, about the anchor gripping the seabed, the passage is a bit cryptic about where it says the anchor is going to be gripped. He writes that our anchor of hope enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. Well, that is very cryptic, isn't it? What does this mean? Well, this letter was probably written to Jewish Christians, and they would have grown up in the Jewish faith, and they would have gone to the temple to be close to God. And in the temple, there was a special part behind a curtain called the Holy of Holies. And this part was so holy that only the high priest could go in there, and he would only go in there once a year, because the holiness of the presence of God was thought to be simply overwhelming for anyone else that might go in there. Now, if you've been to a Good Friday service ever, you might have heard a bit in the story where the curtain is torn from top to bottom. And this is a sign that because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, because of dying for us, he opened up a new way for us to be close to God. So that curtain was torn, even though God is still just as holy as he was back in these days. We are able to be close to him, even though we're not holy. And it's right here that the anchor is being placed, behind where the curtain was, into the presence of God. So through Jesus, our forerunner, we are being anchored in the presence of God. And that is a wonderful place to be anchored, in the presence of the God of love. The God who loves us so much that through Jesus, he suffered so we could be close to him. And that is such a good place to be anchored. And the anchor is gripped so securely, no matter what might happen. And we read in other parts of the Bible how secure this anchor is. So in Romans 8, we read this: For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing can separate us from God. Nothing can pull us out of the presence of the love of God. No matter what we come up against, no matter what happens in 2024, no matter what choices we make in the year to come, whether they're good choices or bad choices, we're held securely close to God because Jesus is holding us there, our certain hope and our anchor. And if we needed any more convincing about how reliable this anchor is, how big and strong it is, we can look a bit earlier in the passage that we heard. So I wonder how many of you are planning on making New Year's resolutions? No hands, nobody's going to do it. Okay, a couple of you are going to do it. I have made resolutions in the past and usually fail to keep them, so I don't know whether I'll try this year, we'll see. But Abraham, so we heard about in the reading today, he was an ancestor of Jesus. And we read about his story in the Old Testament, in the Bible. And God made a promise to Abraham that he would have many descendants. But at the time that promise was made, it was looking incredibly unlikely because Abraham and his wife were very old and they had no children. Now, when you made a promise in the Old Testament, it was common to swear an oath. And we sometimes do this today. We might say, I promise on my favourite T-shirt that I won't eat your Christmas chocolate. Or more seriously, in a court, we might say, I promise on the Bible to tell the whole truth. And we do that because we want to promise on something bigger and stronger, as like a guarantor of the promise. Well, in this passage, the writer tells us that God is so trustworthy, he is so reliable and so holy that he swore on himself. I promise on myself that I will keep this promise. And we read in the Old Testament that he did keep the promise. Abraham did go on to have many descendants. So when God promises that nothing can separate us from him, that we have this certain hope of being anchored in his presence, that promise is secure and reliable and firm. And we see this being echoed again many times across the New Testament. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Or Matthew 28 verse 20, this is Jesus speaking after his resurrection. He says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And then later in Hebrews, they're echoing words from the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy. God says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And there's so many more telling us that we are secure, not just through our earthly lives, but eternally. So what does this mean for us going into 2024 to live anchored in hope, secure in the presence of God? Well, firstly, it means that we don't need to face anything alone. God isn't distant. He's involved. We can talk to him and he can talk to us. And we don't sit in his throne room like a servant stood in the corner waiting for him to perhaps look in our direction. We sit with him like a father, like a beloved child with a father delighted by us. And he's there ready to laugh with us in the happy times that will come and to comfort us in the sad times. He's there to offer us wisdom when we're faced with difficult decisions. He's there to forgive us if we make poor decisions. He's there to offer us company if we feel lonely or isolated. So whether we start this year feeling hopeful or not, we can start this year with biblical hope, with that certain expectation that no matter what, God is with us. And secondly, we don't need to drift in the year ahead. In verse 18, it says, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. And I love that proactive language about taking hold of the hope set before us. Jesus, our anchor, is with us. He's ready to guide us and to pull us back when we need it. And we can think of the anchor cable as being like the Holy Spirit, drawing us to God, pulling us closer to him. And we can be proactive too. We can take hold of that hope. We can pray, we can read the Bible, we can spend time together like this as a church community. We can encourage one another. And so perhaps January is a good time to think maybe you could read the Bible in a year or start some kind of Bible reading. Or perhaps have a conversation with someone here about becoming prayer partners and praying together through the year. But we can also know that whether we manage to keep our resolutions or not, whether we manage to do these good things like read the Bible and pray, Whether our good intentions turn into a reality or not, God has got us. We are anchored, we are secure in him and with him through the whole of 2024 and always. And we know that his promises will never fail. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that because of Jesus, we are anchored in your presence. Thank you that we won't face anything alone this year. Thank you that you are calling us, bringing us back to you, pulling us close to you, safe and secure in your loving presence. Amen.